USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Senator Raphael Warnock Sunday at a rally in Atlanta getting an assist from Martin Luther King III, the oldest living child of the late civil rights leader, imploring the crowd to support Warnock by voting and getting their friends and family to do the same.
This is a super consequential election. Let's do our jobs.
House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, the Democrat from South Carolina, said Sunday that his decision to stay in Democratic leadership is biblical to him, despite House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's call for a new generation to take the helm.
In our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress. For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect.
CBS News Face the Nation host Margaret Brennan asked Clyburn why, given Pelosi's comments, did he think it necessary to stay in power. I've always said there is a healthy respect. It's biblical with me. We need to have a healthy blend of strength and knowledge, Clyburn responded. The governor of California says emphatically that he's not running.
Count Gavin Newsom out of the running in 2024. In an interview with Politico, the California governor says he told the White House that he is, quote, all in on President Biden running for re-election. Newsom adds that he told Biden himself during a call on Election Day earlier this month. The Democrat has been rumored as a possible candidate for 2024, especially if Biden doesn't run. Newsom says he will not run in 2024 at all. He was less firm about 2028. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says he needs to look at why red flag laws weren't used to stop the Colorado Springs shooter. Reports show police knew about 22-year-old Anderson Aldrich well before the deadly attack. Polis says he wants to expand the state's red flag laws. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Lawmakers are calling for action after two mass shootings happened in the last week. President Biden is proposing a ban on assault weapons, but passing that in the Senate is unlikely. Former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says we need to focus more on mental health to prevent more tragedies.
I think we need off-ramps for people who are troubled and prone to be violent that do not involve the criminal justice process. So we encourage family members to step forward and get help for someone who might, given the passage of time, pick up a gun and do an act of violence.
Chertoff was on CBS's Face the Nation. There have been more than 600 mass shootings nationally so far this year. Here's the call on the Bengals radio network as Joe Burrow connects with T. Higgins for a 27-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Joe surveys the defense, two deep safeties for Tennessee. Joe catches the shotgun snap, fakes the P-line, floats it toward the end zone, and Higgins,
oh,
he's got it! Touchdown!
Oh,
yeah. Bengals!
The Cincinnati Bengals beat the Tennessee Titans 20-16. Both teams are now 7-4. Actress and singer Irene Cara, an Oscar and Grammy winner best known for the theme songs of Fame and Flashdance in the early 80s, has died. Her publicist said she was a beautifully gifted soul whose legacy will live forever through her music and films. Cara died in her Florida home. The cause of death is unknown. She was 63. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.